how I'm going to gauge this. In the next hour, we're going to, as a matter of fact, the next break, we'll do news and then commercials, and we'll take some calls at 1-800-636-1067. Guys who think that they know the Females for Hire commercial.
Yeah.
Either Females for Hire or Blazing Stewardesses.
Naughty
Stewardesses.
Or Bedroom Stewardesses.
If you think that you know any of those commercials by heart, and if you think that you can do that guy's voice with everything left in and nothing left out.
I'm Al Adamson. I have a house on me.
They poured cement all over me.
They left it all in. All of it with nothing left out.
Call us now. See, this will be the way we will judge the burn factor with the audience.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Are you, the listeners of the show, sick of this? Because I got to tell you, we're not sick of it yet.
You know, it dies down for 24 hours, then somebody will mention it, we start laughing, it all starts up again. We don't know what it is about this guy, but there's something comedically sleazy about him.
Females for Hire. Rated R. Absolutely nobody on the 17 Minute Without Parents.
From Independent International, they're ready to take your order.
So listen, guys, call up. We'll see if you're into it. But first, here's Buzz Burbank with news. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. Here's the question. Guys, I don't think there'd be any woman that would be interested in this, but I will open the contest to the women also.
It sure would be fun if we had a woman that knew it.
Guys and gals, are you still as crazy about this commercial as we are?
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Now, I'll play the whole commercial one time.
Right.
We'll come back from spots. We'll go to the phones. We'll see if anybody's got it down pat.
There you go.
Give you some prizes or some good junk like that just for calling.
Al had it down pat.
We just want to see if you folks are still tracking with us on this.
We certainly hope so.
Or if it's something that at this point has become a horrible tune-out for the program.
If it has, you know, we'll move on to more fun and more thrills.
And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out.
You tell them, Al.
The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the
con men,
the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire with Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
I want to tell you something. Mike and I like sit in the office at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and all of a sudden going, Females for Hire.
You're playing with fire with Females for Hire.
We're still laughing about this like idiots.
The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive.
1-800-636-1067. That's the number. Do we have anybody that's calling for this at all?
I think people are making attempts. It's a question of memorizing the words.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you calling for this challenge?
Yes.
Let me hear a little bit of what you have, and then I've got to do a break.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Do you have any more than that?
Yeah. Go to break.
Oh, go to break. All right, I'll go to break, then I'll come back to you. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
All right, give them kids for the British show and tear.
Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All of it.
WJFK.
Program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
Heard every day. Great cities on great stations like these. In Jacksonville, North Carolina. Every day on the Big 910 WLAS. Our thanks for listening in Sacramento, California. We love the Big Sack on Hot Talk KHTK. And thank you for listening in Dover, Delaware on the new cool WKEN Don and Mike Show, nationally syndicated via the Westwood One Radio Network.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Now, we've had things that have cracked us up before, mm-hmm. Mike and myself.
Sure.
Things that Buzz, Sherry, Broyhill, Rob, Diana thought were funny the mm-hmm. first day we did it.
Mm-hmm. And then we continued on and
eventually we found that we were the only ones who were still laughing at it.
Right.
Now, what I'm finding now is nobody that I know thinks this is still funny,
mm-hmm.
except for this guy right here.
Howdy!
You know. I mean,
Talked to some people over the weekend.
Yeah, you said you had dinner with some people that just didn't understand why you were laughing and showing your teeth like a Simpson.
You know, said, what's the deal? Heard it the first day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why you guys still all caught up in Females for Hire? And I must admit that I've gone hot and cold. I've had my days with it when it's not really funny, but today's
right.
another one of those days when it's very, very funny to me.
There are days, really, when it isn't all that funny, and then there are days when it's just more fun.
Now, the question is, has this caught on with our listening audience?
I certainly hope so.
We have no sophisticated research tools at our use here on our program. The only research tool we have is the fun. As a matter of fact, if anything, the guys call the show real tools anyway.
That's our biggest tool is the telephone.
So let's now go to the phones and see if anybody can actually do the Females for Hire commercial. Let's see if the audience is still into this as we are. Sacramento, California. Hello.
This is Eric.
Hello, Eric. Thank you for listening.
Oh, you better believe it.
So, Eric, you're not sick of Females for Hire?
Oh, I'm loving this.
You're not sick of bedroom stewardesses or naughty stewardesses or blazing stewardesses?
Serving up a hot for me. I love it. And I'm driving everybody crazy around me with it.
Okay. All right, see, now this. All right, now this is exactly the sentiment that I'm getting from people that I associate with also.
What you
I'm with
see
you.
Is what you get.
Mm.
The most recent being my brother.
Really?
Last night I'm on the phone with my brother. And he said something about something to do with his ex-wife and his divorce. And I said, well, once you're divorced, you'll be able to have more fun and more thrills. And he said, what?
Well, see, he hasn't heard it, though, right?
Well, no, then I explained it to him.
Right. He's got to hear it, though.
And I said, listen, it's Females for Hire. You're playing with fire with Females for Hire.
Al Adamson, B-movie king.
The great Al Adamson. Okay. Well, and other people have told me this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I see what we do in here. I see...
Yep.
The lack of smiling on Sherry's face
no.
and Buzz's face. No, no, listen, I'll give you credit. Gamely playing along as if to say, oh, look at them. Look at those poor two idiots. They're still laughing about that commercial from 2 weeks
it's
ago.
It's very, very obnoxious. And I think you're very smart to be aware of your environment. And I think that maybe if you try real hard, you'll be able to talk yourself out of thinking it's funny.
Well, let me ask you this.
I know it's... Listen, hold on. I know funny. I know it's funny.
It is funny.
Funny.
Funny stuff, Al Adamson. And after we read the bio, the guy got buried with his house on top of him, buried in concrete.
At what point will you reach the point of saturation when you hear like nine guys do it?
And no, then... see, now this could have the opposite effect. One of two things will happen.
Right.
Either we will hear other guys do it and we will be repulsed by it.
That's right.
Or it will feed something inside of
fire.
Us that will make it even worse.
What do you think, Buzz?
I love it. I think it's fun. I thought it's funny from the very beginning. And
okay,
still
Buzz is
so.
On board. Buzz yeah. is still on board.
Okay, let me just check. Wait, open the door there and check okay. and see what Diana and Broyles
I think you'd be surprised how many people love it.
What do you think?
Diana's giving two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
You're still into
that.
It, both of you. Now, are you still into it, Sharon?
Sure, yeah. Well, no, of course, yeah. I like the part he was buried under his house.
You can
that,
be honest.
I like the new, there's something new interjected in.
Sherry just likes the part where he was where he died.
Dies. I do love that.
Okay, Eric, let's hear your take on this, please.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. Make a happy hooker look like Mother Goose. I guarantee a good time because you're playing with fire with Females for Hire.
Bravo!
Ladies looking for you the way you like it, with everything left in and nothing left out, from Independent International.
Bravo!
Pretty girls and you can shake a stick at. Naked blazing stewardesses serving it up hot for you the way you like it.
Oh, man, boy.
And
great.
See, he's throwing some ad libs and he's tracking with it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Listen, all of our callers are going to get the Wendy's French chicken sandwich.
That's appropriate.
Enjoy it. That's from Wendy's. Thank you, Eric. Hold on a second.
Nothing left out.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Oh, it's a girl. Excuse me.
You wanted a girl to try it.
A woman. Hi. What is your name?
Dale.
Hi, Dale. Let's hear you give this a try.
You're not being forced at gunpoint to do this, are you, Dale?
No, I'm in my car. I don't think I can top Eric, and I know I can't remember it all, but...
Just give it a try off the top of your head.
Okay. What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. You got the conners and the con men, where the streets are the jungle and the women are the animals.
I like you
writing your own
list.
Copy.
See, that's the best when people write their own copy.
With Females for Hire.
Beautiful. Bravo.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bravo.
Thank you. Hold Bravo. On a second, Dale.
Okay.
Hold on. Now let's go. Let's go to Kansas. Here's Wichita, Kansas. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Hello, Derek. Let's hear you do this.
All right, I'm going to try it verbatim.
Okay.
I've been practicing for a week now.
Good.
What you see is what you get with females for hire. That makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, with all of it left in and none of it left out. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the cons, the dream and the nightmare.
Yeah.
Females for hire. The cons. They promise you a good time, but the contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With females for hire.
I swear to God, I'm going to lose it. This is what, you know what's happened, Jerry? This is what's happened. Now it's fanned the flame.
Oh, okay. God.
You might as well have poured gasoline on this and thrown a match in.
I tell you, every time I hear it, it's more fun and more thrill. I started practicing. I do a lot better with a pretty, pretty girl.
Hold on, Derek. Hold on.
Wow. Three great ones so far.
And Washington, D.C. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Carl.
Carlos?
Carl. Just plain Carl.
Oh, Carl. Hi, Carl. Okay, give this a try, my friend.
What you see is what you get with females for hire. Makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. You're playing with fire with females for hire. You're guaranteed a good time, but the contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the con men. From International Entertainment International, whatever it is.
Independent International.
Independent International.
All right, you did okay. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Rated R.
Hold on. Let's go to a car phone in Sacramento. Hello.
Hello.
Cello, who's this?
This is Al Adamson.
Okay, let's hear it, my friend.
What you see is what you get for females for hire. It's all here. The conners, the con men. It's all here. Nothing has been left out.
No.
It's the marketplace. Your passion will not expire. It's females for hire.
Another ad lib.
All right.
Okay, hold on. You get that sandwich, too, whatever it is, from Wendy's. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with females for hire. You're playing with fire. It's all here.
This is another guy.
In and nothing.
He just went right into it.
The streets are a jungle and the girls are the animals. You may get it all.
He stole the ad-lib from the other person.
Alive. From Celluloid International, rated R. No one under 17 admitted. What you see is what you get.
Okay, we got it.
All right, well,
I like the fact that he stole the ad-lib from the other person.
That's how rumors get started.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you are the pulse of this program. What you have said to me is not only are you offended that I was thinking about backing it off,
yes, mm-hmm, yes,
but it tells me that you want more thrills and more fun. Which means we're going to have to hear all of the commercials again.
They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. Bedroom stewardesses. They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it. And they'll just love you all night long. Bedroom stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order.
Your special
Bedroom
order.
Stewardesses. Rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
Okay, and now one more. The triple feature.
It's the Big Triple Stewardess Show. Bedroom stewardesses plus blazing stewardesses and naughty stewardesses.
This is the one where he says pretty girls, I think.
For the first time in one super show. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it. You've never seen so many pretty girls all at one time before. And each one is eager to please you. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses plus Blazing Stewardesses and Naughty Stewardesses, three together for the first time. In color, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parents. From Independent International.
Now let me see. Can you conference all those together, Charlie? Let's see. We got Eric, Dale, Carl, Derek. Hello. Are you guys all there?
Yes.
Okay, listen. As we go to break, here's what I want all of you to say.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
We're going to go right to break with that. Can everybody say that together?
We got it.
Yep. Okay, here we go. And one, two, three.
What you see is what you get with females.
Beautiful. Yeah. Bravo. Beautiful. Hats off to this audience.
Oh, and hats off to Al Adamson, the late Al Adamson.
I'd say his hat is off.
Oh, yeah, being eaten by maggots.
Mwah. We love you, folks.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Right back what?
More Larry Williams, man.
More Larry Williams. Okay.
More Larry Williams.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, they want to do that now.
Have a Larry Williams satellite contest someday. I am the Dickman. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
How are you?
WJFK.
The show that launched the career of Bob the Intern, the Don and Mike Show.
It's very urgent. We're back. Bob's with a look at news in a second. Toe tap with Touchstones. Give it another chance to carry the Olympic torch. And you know, the giveaway of this thing is Friday. This big contest that Coca-Cola gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank them to give somebody in our audience the chance to run with the Olympic flame and the Olympic torch relay across America. Give you a chance for that in a few with the Toe Tap and Touch Tones. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of March. Birthdays today. Well, of course, we love him for his rendition of Georgie Girl, Ed McMahon.
Yeah, an enormous talent. And incidentally, after yesterday's program, or it might have been the day before. No, I think you played it yesterday, the singing. I'm going to be coming out with an album based on the singing of Regis Philbin, Ed McMahon, and myself. And all the pictures will be, it will be a contemporary picture of me. The picture of Ed McMahon and Regis Philbin will be from when they were in their 30s.
Called Ed, Regis, and Me, isn't it?
Yeah, Ed, Regis, and Me. Yeah, Buzz is helping me out.
Also today, Mayor for Life. Mayor for Life, Marion Barry.
I'm running the greatest city in the world. They're not going to take it from me.
Still sweating a lot.
Yeah, he is.
Rob Reiner and Shaquille O'Neal. On this day in 1981, Walter Cronkite did the last CBS Evening News. On this day in 1970, Charlie Manson's album, Lie, was released. I know that everybody's got that in their collection.
Yeah, I love it. I have the Laserdisc, too, that goes with it.
And on this day in 1992, the last episode of The Cosby Show was aired. And all I have to say about that is, Mo Money, Mo Deef.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Cosby with Kathy Lee, co-hosting with Kathy Lee Gifford today?
I did. I did not see that.
She was just about as uncomfortable as a lady can get.
Why? Because he's a Negro?
I have no idea why she was uncomfortable, but
Gelman,
he was...
listen. I understand you booked a Negro to co-host the show. I understand.
I could hear her saying that.
He's
I really
Bill Cosby,
could.
But...
I could hear her saying that.
He's colored.
I could hear her talking like that. She just didn't, you know, Cosby was doing his thing where he's just being Cosby, and she was just so tragically white, it wasn't even funny, and she's like, oh, really? Now, wait a minute. I'm all discombobulated. We have to break for commercial now. It's like, shut up, Kathy Lee.
Here are the most watched TV programs this week. Actually, last week. They come out with a list today. Here's the top 10 from this past week. The Nielsen ratings, number 10, The Nanny.
Okay.
Then the Grammy Awards. Then 60 Minutes, Murphy Brown, The Shingle Guy,
yeah.
Home Improvement, ER down to number 4 last week. Then Carolina in the City, Friends, They Are No Friends of Mine, and number 1 is the Jerry Seinfeld Show.
Good.
And have you seen the ads? You know, now these days when you get a new episode of Jerry Seinfeld, they make it out like it is, you know, Jesus Christ himself will be appearing on NBC Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
It's all new.
Yeah, they were running lots of promos for that last night. It's smart counter-programming to promote Jerry Seinfeld during another hot show like that, Third Rock from the Sun.
That is hysterical, and they actually ran the original
pilot last night.
Which, now that I've seen a few episodes, is even funnier.
Right, and that was the whole point that I was making, too, that if you've seen the show and maybe never saw the first episode,
right.
It brings a lot of stuff around, and the kid on the show, who we like, looked younger in the pilot, and here is why. The show that they ran last night was a year old.
Oh, really? Oh.
This show, Third Rock from the Sun, was on ABC's schedule last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
ABC decided at the last second, listen, this show is too controversial, the humor is too scatological.
Right.
We don't want it.
I didn't know that.
They tossed it on the garbage pile, and NBC said, we'll take it. So that's why the kid at least looked a little different in the pilot, because the pilot's a little older than the stuff they're doing now.
But both networks get rich because ABC still owns this show that's running on NBC, and ABC gets all the syndication money once NBC is through with it.
That is a fantastic...
What a scam.
That is a fantastic show. Something happens on that show, yep, more than even on Jerry Seinfeld, mm-hmm, that makes me laugh out loud. Yep. And I had seen that pilot before, right, but when he goes to kiss Jane Curtin,
right,
and then she slaps him, and then he goes to kiss her, and he slaps her, and then he's leaving the house, and he goes to kiss the woman goodbye, and he slaps her.
Even when they're all pawing over that woman's Angora sweater. When they first, and they're like, all, every inch of her, they're just sitting there looking at the Angora. It was great.
It's fantastic. That's a great show. Last week, it was Elizabeth Taylor, who helped with the ratings on CBS with all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, it'll be tennis star Monica Seles, at least on The Nanny. She is going to go to the set tomorrow to film a cameo appearance that will be on next Monday's show.
And you know, Elizabeth Taylor did really good for all those shows, and every single one of those shows was sponsored by Popeye's Fried Chicken.
Kelly Martin. Please, everybody, it's a story about Kelly Martin.
I know. This is kind of like speaking about royalty when it comes to you.
Now, this is sad. Uh-huh. Kelly Martin says if she and Scott Weinger had met when they were older, they'd be married by now. You know, it's been my dream. I don't know how I could ever work it, but maybe I'll become a Mormon and have more than one wife. But it's been my dream to have this gal be mine.
I know you're just, you're still recovering from the Adam Sandler Alicia Silverstone tragedy.
Yes, but I've had a feeling for Kelly Martin.
You had it when you couldn't talk about it, as a matter of fact.
When she was Corky's sister, when it would have been Jerry Lee Lewis of me to,
yep,
to mention the fact that here's a girl, and all I said was, here's a teenage girl who's really going to blossom into a beautiful, beautiful woman.
I believe the quote was, I can wait.
She's 20 now.
She's 20. Oh, wow.
20.
Well, she's ready for the nursing home.
And she's a freshman at Yale. Her boyfriend goes to Harvard. Of course he does. And I never went to college. I'm not going to have a chance with this girl.
And that's college in the extreme. I mean, that's the big leagues up there.
They've been dating for 3 years. She says it is her first long-term relationship. They met in the makeup trailer of the set of her TV show, Life Goes On, the Corky show. She was on that show, incidentally. Why'd they have to print this? When she was 13.
Ah, yes.
That would be back when I first noticed her loveliness.
I thought you discovered her in the second year of the show, because I think we had a discussion.
Thanks, Mike, when she was 14.
She was 14.
Thanks for the help.
Well, you ought to go the opposite direction to compete with that Ivy Leaguer.
She is on Lifetime tonight, or something like that, in a cable movie. Tom and Roseanne are on the same side in court this time. Roseanne took the stand to explain why she and Tom Arnold deserve $750,000 for a fashion deal that fell apart. They were going to lend their names to a line of clothes. Who would wear these clothes? Roseanne says the clothes didn't meet her standards.
Carney Wilson.
They are countersuing the company Celeb Sales, saying that Tom and Roseanne reneged on their agreement and that their personal lives have made so much bad publicity, no one would buy the clothes anyway, so they're in court.
Yeah, not to mention all that fabric that's off in a warehouse somewhere.
And Roseanne wants you to stay up late on Saturday nights. Besides the fact that she's got her own show, which has been renewed, she has just signed on as the executive producer of Saturday Night Special, not to be confused with Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Night Special. Now, listen to this novel concept. It'll be on Fox.
Okay.
We'll replace Mad TV.
All right.
And here's the format of Saturday Night Special. Sketches, musical guests, and a celebrity host.
Hmm. Hey, that's unique.
Roseanne herself will be the first guest host on April 13th, and she will have Bush and Melissa Etheridge as the musical guests.
Originally, they wanted to call the show The 11th Hour. That was the name of the show, and she wouldn't have that. She insisted on Saturday Night Special. I think she's going to host the first 5 episodes.
Well, I guess she can. She's Roseanne, for goodness sakes.
And she's the executive producer.
The second annual Blockbuster Awards are tonight on UPN. Music categories. What is this? Another award show?
Yes, it is.
Music categories include favorite pop artists, soundtrack, rock, R&B. But aren't these people, not only are the people who are watching these shows sick of it, but You got to think, how many more award shows can Hootie and the Blowfish go to now?
Yeah, really.
How many more award shows can Coolio and Seal go to?
How many award shows can Dick Clark stand backstage at with his crooked head?
This is a show that has been determined by people who vote in a Blockbuster video.
Now, that's the latest, right? Wouldn't that be the latest addition to the fold?
Sure, that's it.
God, give me a break.
John Raitt, you know him, Bonnie Raitt's father.
Yeah, and I'm a little tired of him, too, on these award shows.
Well, I'm sorry. He's going to show up on Third Rock from the Sun.
He is.
Yes. The father of Bonnie Raitt will play a truck driver at a rest stop who eventually leads everybody on the show in a rousing rendition of Oklahoma.
Well, see, that's his claim to fame. He was a Broadway star.
Snoop Doggy Dogg says he's pleased that he's been acquitted of murder. Good for him. But he says he can't be totally happy because somebody is dead. Snoop Doggy Dogg tells MTV, his bodyguard was just doing his job when he shot and killed Philip Walderaim.
Oh, sure.
Okay, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
If the facts don't elude me here, isn't it a situation where somebody drove by them and flipped them off and they followed the guy and shot him?
Shot back, yeah. Or, I mean, they shot back. The one guy shot first with a finger, and they shot back with a gun.
So he just gave them the finger, and they followed him and shot him.
When I said shot back, I meant the first guy shot like this.
Well, that's what we instruct our bodyguards to do, too. Somebody flips us off, you go shoot them to death.
It's not the ads. It's not the title. It's not the reviews that prompt people to go to movies. It says here it's the plot. This is a poll that has been conducted for The Hollywood Reporter. They ask people why they like movies, mm-hmm. and three-quarters of the people say that they choose movies based on the plot. Half the people go to see their favorite stars. Only about 15% care about the title. Only 25% care what reviewers say. And 6 out of 10 people say that they now skip movies altogether and just wait for it to come out on video.
I'd be in that category, Don.
You could be out of that category. The word again, Mike, is babysitter.
I'm trying.
And finally, listen to this. Demi Moore got the runaround when she tried to get a hold of Bubba Clinton, but the White House says it was not intentional. Demi Moore called the White House to see if Clinton can get the Pentagon to help her make a movie about a woman in the Navy Special Forces.
Okay.
Well, now, first off, Demi Moore, yeah. You should not be bothering the President of the United States with this crap.
Amen.
Call George Stephanopoulos or somebody else, but don't call Bubba.
Well, she's, I think, from previous quotes, I think she has a very high opinion of herself.
First, Demi Moore was transferred to Cabinet Affairs. Then she was transferred to the Pentagon, but her call never went through. President Clinton's spokesman today, now Clinton has to have some spin on this.
Yeah, because she made a lot of noise about the fact that she didn't get through.
He says that he didn't know that Demi Moore was trying to reach him. Now, he says in case she calls back, make sure that they find where he is.
I'd be glad to have you come over to the White House and try on one of those wetsuits if, you know, I could help you and give you a little direction as to the way your role's going to work,
Listen, I'm a big supporter of Bill Clinton, but shouldn't this guy be more worried about other stuff than taking Demi Moore's phone? His answer to this should be, Demi, mm-hmm. don't bother me with this junk.
It's been my experience to me that most of the people that are in the Special Forces, they wear that zipper a little bit lower. Could you just pull that down a little bit for me? There you go. There you go. Can I help you out of that?
Quick commercial break. What the hell's he doing? We will be right back. Buzz with more news after this.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Torch Relay from Coca-Cola. Lots more show coming up. With everything left in and nothing left out.
It's all here. All of it.
Now.
And then we're on to more fun and more thrills.
Buzz Burbank for hire. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
It's for hire.
And now there are three.
Sherry, why don't you try it?
More pretty girls.
Robbie? I know you got it down.
More fun and more thrills. It's promos for hire.
I swear to God. Could be 4 hours a day of people just doing that.
Yeah, Bob Dole could do it, too. You know, more fun and more thrills.
Yeah. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Now there are just three men. Finally, you want a breakfast cereal that stands up to milk. You want it to be crunchy right to the last bite, depending on the source of the crunch, of course. According to the lawsuit filed in New York, our story begins with Kurt Idol noticing some, quote, unusual activity in his cereal bowl. The lawsuit says the activity involved live bugs swimming through the milk and crawling over the chunks of cereal. The lawsuit says lab tests showed that the bugs were beetles who apparently got into the cereal before it reached the grocery store. Kurt says the whole affair made him physically ill, and naturally his lawsuit tells of the mental anguish he suffered from that particular breakfast, which is why Kurt is suing Kellogg's for $3 million. Kellogg says it has a policy not to comment on pending litigation. The cereal in question is called Just Right, although Kurt may take issue with that. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Toe tapping, touch tones. Spurred out of your radio, making a noogie mess like you know who.
Hey, look at my Corvette.
We'll take call 100 right now. Good luck. That's a penis extension, I understand. Oh, guys with little things have those cars.
I need everything I can get.
Bright red. 1-800-636-1067. You're saying, look at me. You understand that.
That's right, Bomber Bomb.
Look at me. 1-800-636-1067. Call 100. I will qualify you to carry the Olympic torch, courtesy of Coca-Cola. Good luck. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Big W. Big W. Big W. Big W. Big W. Say, what is a big W?
Think of something that starts with a W.
JFK!
Last look at the Wednesday night Fight of the Lights at exactly 7 o'clock. Here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. A couple of late problems to watch out for. Northbound Kenilworth Avenue at Benning Road. Look out for a disabled vehicle in the right lane. Delays begin back at Pennsylvania Avenue. Checking for an accident. Inner loop before New Hampshire Avenue in the second lane from the left. 355 at 27. A serious accident. A medevac unit has been called to the scene. And another one very serious. 28 at Compton Road. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
WJFK.
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. Who's this, please?
This is Anna.
Hello, Anna. Where are you from?
Carson City, Nevada.
Hey, Toots, you're call 100.
Woo-hoo!
Hold the line, please.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Until we meet again.
That would be tomorrow.
Adios.
Adios.
Good night.
I'll be the same till then.
Archie Badarchie.
And now, till we meet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lawrence Welk Singers.
Adios.
Marvelous.
I'll be the same.
Good night.
Night.
Hey, what's your name again?
Anna Martin.
Anna, listen, Anna, you've won an official championship part one pack. Bruno versus Tyson. That's a t-shirt and hat. Plus, you won pay-per-view. Bruno versus Tyson, March 16th. Call your local pay-per-view operator to order. But wait, there's more. You've also won a VHS copy of Dangerous Minds, starring Michelle Pfeiffer from Hollywood Pictures Home Video, and the Dangerous Minds CD soundtrack on MCA Records. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
I'll be the same.
Good night.
Good night.
Double X, W, X, X, W. Well, Ken Stevens, the Jackal, has left the station.
Oh, no.
We were supposed to have a meeting with him.
Yes. Now,
weren't we supposed to have a follow-up meeting with him today?
Of course we were.
And he has left the building. I only hope that Ken is listening now. Two choices for products that can help Ken.
A welcome back gift.
Now, you tell me which you'd like to discuss here and which we can discuss at another time.
Okay.
First, we have, from Osborne Medical Services, the ERECAID system.
ERECAID.
It's the vacuum treatment that doctors prescribe most for men who are impotent.
That's terrific. I think, oh, and I certainly enjoy the pictures there. That's terrific.
It comes with diagrams and everything.
Little diagram.
Now we've got that, but then we've also got this about bedwetting being a problem.
I think you have to go with the latter as far as I'm concerned.
Dear Inquirer, the letter came to Ken Stevens.
All right.
Dear Inquirer. Enclosed, you'll find a brochure which explains Pacific International and our correction process for the problem of nocturnal enuresis.
Enuresis.
Thank you. No, enuresis. Huh? Bedwetting. Bedwetting is a sleep problem. Usually the bedwetter is sleeping so deeply they cannot feel their bladder pressure.
That's Kenny.
If a person does not go through the proper sleep cycles and into this deep sleep instead, they will not get the benefit needed from the sleep. If you happen to be an adult bedwetter, our correction process is equally effective. 10% of our clients are adults. So this is 90% of problem that the children have and 10% for adults.
Well, it's 100% of a problem for Kenny. And, you know, coming back from his manager's meetings in beautiful Puerto Rico, this is a good chance to say welcome back with a gift. You know, we'll pick up the tab.
Well, Dr. Nick, I'm going to make the call now here, live on my general manager's radio show, and I hope that you will be my doctor.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon, Pacific International. May I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. You're on the radio. My name is Kenneth Stevens. I'm doing an Ask the Manager segment on the station that I manage in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. I'm the Vice President and General Manager. Good afternoon to you.
Okay, good afternoon. Could you hold just one moment, though, please?
That's my whole problem. I have a problem holding it.
Okay. Hold on, please.
There you go.
Does anybody get it? That's the whole problem. Holding. Holding it. Holding's the problem.
I would think this would be the last phone number where they put you on hold.
Start jumping up and down on one leg.
Oh, please, please, I gotta go away.
Have you ever had to pee? And when you've peed, you thought, I wish I had timed myself because I'm sure that I could get into the Guinness Book of World Records for having such a long pee.
I remember the worst I've ever had to pee. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the worst experience of my life. It was flying in a small plane up to, of all places, the casino lifestyle.
Well, Mike loses more money more often.
and I, you know how afraid I am of flying. So I had a little lubrication before I got on the plane. And it was right after the show, and, you know, I drank two of these big bottles of water, and I ran right to the airport, and there was no time. And he said, well, would you like a beer before you get on the plane? And I said, no, I'd like two, and I drank these two beers.
God.
And I'd had the two things of water, and then we took off, and he let me actually fly the plane.
Oh, no.
And I had to go really bad, but then he let me take the controls after the plane was airborne.
And that took the mind's pressure off the bladder.
Completely. I forgot completely how much I had to pee.
Proving
your business is important to us.
Oh, sure it is. Proving the point that pain is really mind over matter, that if you have something that's killing you, if you're thinking about something else.
Sure. He said, all right, I'm going to take the controls now. And I said, okay, hey, that was a lot of fun. Oh, my God. And it was just, I mean, it was agony. Oh,
hello? Hello? Hello, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I wet the bed.
Okay, did you receive our brochure?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kenneth. Are you the lady I spoke to before?
No.
My name is Kenneth Stevens. I'm doing a talk radio program. I'm the general manager of WJFK Radio in Washington, D.C. I'm doing a program right now with my doctor, Dr. Nick.
Yes, my name is Dr. Nicodopoulos. I'm not necessarily familiar with the problem, and that's why we thought we'd call this number. Ken has been a serious bedwetter for a number of years now.
Not only bed pants, I'm also a pants wetter.
Yeah, under stressful situations.
Okay, is this for real?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
My name is Ken. You're on the radio. We're doing an Ask the Manager segment.
And you can simply refer to me as Dr. Nick.
Somebody called the show and... Yellow.
Wow.
Well, yellow. I guess she didn't believe. Didn't, I guess she didn't believe it. That it was true.
Okay.
Can't imagine why she wouldn't think it was true.
All right, let's try the other product.
Erecade.
Now... Here is what the brochure says.
Seems to be better when we're getting a product, when we're simply ordering a product, you know.
You have just taken a worthwhile step toward successfully treating your impotence, Ken. Over 30 million American men are affected by impotence, the inability to get or keep an erection suitable for intercourse. You can resume sexual activity by using Erecade System, the original and leading vacuum treatment for impotence. And as you can see, they explain how it works, and they draw some wonderful pictures.
Wow, look at that.
Let me see. It's the safest, the most effective, the most clinically proven vacuum treatment available.
Seems like you get the same effect if you just get, like, a Hoover.
But aren't there always stories about guys, or, like, guys who try to do it, like, in the filter of a pool?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That story.
Yeah, the guy that was, like, in a pool, stuck in the little suction thing for 24 hours.
And he swelled up so badly that they had to, like, drain the pool or something.
Oh, man. They found a baby Ruth in the pool, too.
Is that the call?
After they
we have the actual, can we stop it with a baby Ruth? We have the actual call we made to the guy who got his penis stuck in the pool.
Oh, that's great.
So we can listen to that one in a second from the archives.
Out of the medical systems, this is Tracy.
Don and Mike show, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, out of the medical systems,
yes,
this is Tracy.
I'm sorry you didn't hear me. Hi, my name is Ken Stevens.
Okay.
And I am impotent.
All right.
And I am curious about getting the Erec Aid system.
Okay,
Okay, now have you already seen the doctor? Do you already have a prescription?
My doctor is here with me now.
Okay. Yes, we're calling right now. Mr. Stevens has this problem, and we feel the Uricaid system might be a route to go. I am not totally familiar with it, and I'm wondering if you could help Ken with his problem.
I understand it's a vacuum.
Yes, it is an external vacuum therapy system. Mm-hmm.
Vacuum therapy. Is there any statistics on the success rate and as to whether or not Ken, who has very sensitive tissue, might suffer any injuries with this therapy?
I have skin tags.
As far as success rate, we do have a 90 to 95% success rate. Now, what is this? What's the skin? Very sensitive skin?
Well, I have skin tags. My body is covered with skin tags.
Andy, he's got very sensitive tissue, and I think that what we would need... Also, does your product come in an extra small?
As far as a cylinder?
Yeah.
The size. I'm rather small.
Now, what we have is a standard size cylinder, which everyone receives.
I would need smaller than that.
Okay, when they first purchase. Then if you need a different size cylinder...
Do you have a size like that you would give a teenage boy?
Ken would really need the size, about the size of a crazy straw.
Okay, now, what I was saying is once you call and have the system registered, if a different size cylinder is needed, you'd have to do that through our technical support department.
Mm-hmm. My wife, Roz, has been unsatisfied by me for years and years. Would I be able to satisfy my wife, Roz, with this product?
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
You know how embarrassing it is for I'll be honest with you. I'm the manager of a radio station, a highly successful radio station, and most people around the station think I'm a very powerful man and I'm very influential, and it's very embarrassing. Yeah. You know, I have not been able to have sex since 1975.
Ken had come to me as his physician and asked me to get on the phone with you to find out if this would be safe and effective. And if you do have the small, I mean extra small cylinder, we could probably discuss.
I've tried everything. I've tried the Burbank the Burbank basket technique.
Yes.
I've tried the Elicker Murphy technique, mm-hmm. and still nothing seems to work for me.
Well, if you want to hold on just a second, I'll see. If you hold on, I'll let you speak with one of our advisors. They're the ones that see about different size cylinders.
Is this the same company that sells the Gavin Parrot?
Uh-uh.
All right.
How much would one of these set me back, ma'am?
Suggested retail price is $395 for the hand pump, and it's $455 for the battery-operated pump.
Is the battery-operated better?
No, that system was mainly designed for a person with bad arthritis who would have trouble using it.
I also suffer from chronic arthritis, so I would need the battery pack.
Okay, then you might be interested in getting the battery-operated system.
Mm-hmm. Does the battery-operated system work more rapidly?
Mm-mm. They both pull the same amount of vacuum and work about the same speed.
I see.
Would I be able to use the same vacuum, perhaps to clean out Big Mac lettuce from between the seats of my car? I'm just curious if I'm going to pay this amount for the vacuum if it has more than one use.
Mm-mm.
No, it does not.
With other programs, Ken has been on it, and Lord knows we have tried them all.
All of them, Dr. Nick.
Would it be necessary, like some of the other programs, for Ken to give up sweets while he's treating himself?
Giving up what?
Sweets, candies, chocolates, cakes, pies, ice cream.
An external vacuum therapy system, it really has nothing to do with that.
All right.
I'm lactacid.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
Yes, sir.
Well, that has nothing to do with it either.
And I have bad acne.
That has nothing to do with it
either. For the longest time, I thought that was the reason that I was not able to have sex, was my awful acne. But Dr. Nick has told me that I'm impotent.
Can this product, like some of the other ones we've tried, can that be used for the safe removal of nose and ear hair also?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. I tell you what. I would like more information. Could you perhaps have a physician call me in my office?
Well, we can send you the free information if you'd like it.
Would you do that, please?
Sure. What's the name and address?
Okay. The name is Kenneth Stevens.
Address?
Care of Dr. Nick.
How you spell that?
N-I-C-K.
Okay.
And the
address?
The address is 10800
mm-hmm.
Main Street,
mm-hmm.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Okay.
22030.
All right, and I'll send that out to you, okay?
And if you wouldn't mind, could we please be discreet in a plain brown wrapper?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's coming to Ken's office, and he would be very embarrassed if you were to send something along that was not, you know.
My office staff members don't know that I'm impotent.
Okay, so I'll do it.
That's why I've come to the... Also, do you do anything as far as bad breath treatment?
We sure don't, no. Mm-mm.
No skin tags, bad breath?
Bedwetting?
Nope.
Nothing for bedwetting?
Nope.
Okay.
Really? Well, thank you for your time.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Just to make sure, would you repeat back the name and address, please?
Ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Hello.
I think she was eager to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, you got
I
that, huh,
I lost
Buzz?
Her at the lettuce and the Big Mac.
It's just a hunch.
Checked out at that point.
You think so,
yeah.
Huh? You think so. And along the same lines, why we have this saved on tape, I don't know. But this is the 911 call.
Oh, wow.
Is this what it is, Charlie, a 911 call? 911 call that somebody made when the guy had his penis stuck in the filter of a pool.
Man, I remember this. I didn't know we had this on tape. This is one of the funny...
Can I have a squad car come over here? This is something you got to see. This is unbelievable.
The Scottish Ham?
Yeah.
What's your telephone number there?
687-2530.
And what's the problem there?
I got a man in the pool. He's got his private stuck in the pump line.
What? You're kidding me.
I'm telling you, honest to God, something you really got to see the police.
What's your address?
244 North Ford.
244 what now?
North Ford.
North Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
244.
Let me just stop. This is the response you want when you call 911, huh?
Yeah, sensitivity.
She can't contain herself.
You get the feeling that even if the police had other calls they could respond to, they're going to this one.
You got to stop laughing here. 244 North Florida?
Yeah, this is something you just don't see every day.
And he's in the pool?
He's in the pool. He said he's been in there for 3 hours. It's got to be shriveled up like hell. I'm sorry.
You can't keep doing this. What's your name?
Harmon Davis.
Okay, are you security there?
Yeah, but I'm the night clerk here.
You're the night clerk. You can't keep laughing. Okay, we'll get the police out here.
Thank you.
That's Madonna working the phones.
You know, when she's bleeding from her butt? Oh, all I know is that she must have been having cranberry juice and must have gone back to the hotel.
And they went in there and her butt was bleeding.
We'll be right back.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. This is the best of the Don and Mike show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hell!
WKFK.
Radio are going on an adventure. The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. Thank you for listening in Baltimore, new home of the Ravens, WJFK. In Charleroi, Pennsylvania, right by Pittsburgh, we're on WESA. And first day back in Denver.
Yeah.
Triumphant once again on AM 1280, Ralphie Boy.
Hey, Ralphie Boy.
Great to be back on in Denver. Also, welcome back to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today to our happy radio family. Tomorrow on the program, a ton of stuff to get to. We'll have Remy Mai Tai, Rudy Martsky from the Olympics, Charlie Stossel, our movie guy. Tomorrow we play Low Budget Deputy, and we are joined by Dave Chappelle. He's the guy who was the stand-up comedian wearing the Dr. Seuss hat in The Nutty Professor.
Yeah, really good role, and took a lot of abuse in that role.
Yeah, I think you're going to like that. Plus, we'll have more of our couples in the Hump for Cash and also Phone Ho Theater coming up in this hour. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello. Are you eating something? What?
This Death Mercy.
Oh, right. Now, Pretenders to the Crown. Like that guy could really be America's greatest showman.
I bet he doesn't have a big rash on his legs. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask Don and Mike about 2 or 3 months ago, they played a segment on there about a guy that was trying to give directions.
Oh, that's Larry Williams. I am the Dickman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can get a copy of that?
I would think not.
No, that's pretty much exclusive to this program.
Is there any way y'all could replay it?
Sure, we'll replay it sometime.
Sometime?
Got to listen every second, every day.
Well, I understand that. But
I'll tell you, what we'll do is when we replay it, we'll have Rob give you a call, and okay. You can get your tape recorder ready.
Okay?
That would be great.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yeah. I was watching a thing about that Joe's apartment.
The movie, right, with the cockroaches?
Yeah. He doesn't really eat the cockroaches.
Well, now, the story that we just had said that he really does eat the cockroaches.
It was on MTV, and they had a making of it.
Well, if you can believe it on MTV, it's true. Buzz, you say that the guy really did eat them?
Yeah, according to the Associated Press, he did, through the five takes. A lot of the cockroaches are fake, but the ones he put in his mouth were real, live cockroaches.
See, well, I was just saying, because what they do is they showed him put it in and then he just, like, hold it for a second and then take it out.
You expect him to swallow him?
Oh, that's okay. I thought you guys meant
it. Was a real cocky roach.
Yeah, he really put him in his mouth. I thought you guys were really thinking that.
Was it a rockumentary that you were watching?
Yeah, it was the making of the Joe's apartment.
Ah. Welcome to tonight's rockumentary. I'm Kurt Lauder. Somebody attacked my face with an ice pick when I was a young child. Yeah. You see that guy's complexion?
Well, hasn't he been on MTV longer than anybody else? Kurt Lauder's been there for a million years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
People should smoke out of pipes, not use them as bombs.
That's, you get fascinating comments and views on life when you listen to this program.
Man, Loader, I hardly know her.
Ba-da-bing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great, thank you.
I love you guys. You guys are worse than any drug out there that I know of. I mean, you're worse than crack. You hear me? I'm addicted to you. One hit's too many, and a million is not enough.
All right, thank you. Hey. I believe that in your roundabout way, that is a compliment.
Hey, Don?
Yes?
Don't hang up yet. I got one more thing I'd like to suggest. I'd like to play Friendly Helper today.
Too bad.
It's too much of a setup, sir.
When you say don't hang up, that's like an invitation. Yeah. Please do hang up.
Absolutely.
Remember, I'm a child. You use the reverse child psychology on me.
Yeah, but when you figure that reverse psychology
out, when you're screwed.
That's when you're in real big trouble. That's when you get killed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, you know what? What am I doing taking these calls? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Listen, I got to make a call back to South Africa. We have the number of the cleaning company. Yes, hello?
Don.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, my name's Pierre, man.
Hey, Pierre.
Brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Pierre.
Brother Pierre.
Yes.
Hey, this thing's for Mike, though.
Yeah.
They opened a new Checkers down Woodbridge.
They did?
Wow. Yeah. A brand new one?
Brand new one.
Oh, man, there's nothing better than a new Checkers.
Hey, tell me about it.
All that stainless steel. You get one of those cheeseburgers?
Got one of those cheeseburgers, man.
Yeah.
That thing's going to be in your colon for the next 6 months.
Well, hey, be like Elvis, dude.
Like Elvis,
be
man.
Like Elvis, dude.
Thank you, Pierre.
All right, chill out.
Bonsoir. Now, the number of the cleaning company in South Africa.
Right.
I got it right here. You remember last hour, we called a hospital in South Africa where a cleaning lady, had been unplugging life support systems so she could plug in the floor polisher and had been killing somebody every single week.
Yeah, and, in America, this would be all over the front page.
Sure.
It seems to be just a minor story in South Africa.
Oh, I lost that number already.
The number of the hospital?
Hey, Robbie?
Well, we had it somewhere.
Can you put that number up on the screen, please?
I think Charles Broyhill's got it.
You got it?
Calling South Africa to find out what's going on in this hospital.
Okay. Here we go. Got it?
All right.
We're calling the cleaning company right now.
Good.
Maybe cleaning they have company some, in South Africa.
Maybe they have some answers.
Hello?
South Africa, Pelonomi Hospital.
Yes, I'm looking for the cleaning company, please.
What?
I'm looking for the cleaning people, please. I'm looking for
this
the extension.
This is cleaning. This is the overnight crew.
I'm looking for the extension with a cleaning lady.
Yeah, we're out there. This is the cleaning bar. I'm cleaning right now. I'm polishing the floor. Who's calling? I'm very busy.
This is Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show.
Don!
Yes.
Don, this is Charlie.
Charlie Stewart Stablack?
Oh, no. Don.
Charlie, are you polishing the floors over there right now?
Yes, Don. Don, I know why you're calling.
Why am I calling, Charlie?
Because the people died.
Yes.
I want to tell you, Don, it wasn't our fault, Don.
No.
Nobody told us that those plugs were for the life support system.
Gotcha.
And when they started flopping around, I thought they were just restless.
You were the death. Charlie, turn that machine off.
Hold on, Don.
Turn it off. What?
There we are.
Charlie, the people were flopping around?
Yeah, the cleaning lady I know really well. You know it, too.
Who's that?
Charlene.
Oh, your sister, Charlene.
Yeah, Charlene.
Right.
What drives me nuts, Don, is that they're blaming us, and it's not our fault.
So let me see if I have this straight. You guys in the cleaning company,
right.
You would unplug the life support system so you could...
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, as a matter of fact, were you just working a floor polisher right there?
Yeah, I was working a floor polisher. because they're really loud. And I can understand. Actually, Batavad did some of the cleaning, too.
Now, did you unplug somebody's life support to plug that cleaner in right there?
No, I had it plugged in right next to the... Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Somebody flopping around like a dead fish again, Charlie?
No.
Charlie?
Go to doctor! Go to doctor! Oh, no,
call
I did it again.
All right, bye, Charlie.
John, you distracted me!
Bye, Charlie.
Gotta go now.
Wow. Oh, there's man. A surprise. It was Charlie Stu Angstabilize.
What a
everybody.
Stupid thing to do.
There's your answer.
It's Charlie.
Yeah,
hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hang up on me if you'd like.
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
You know what? Whatever makes you happy, we're here to serve.
Absolutely.
Like the L.A. police, we're here to serve and protect and to crack your head in.
Oh, please help
Hello?
Me now.
Hi.
I have a question. I wanted to know, I've just started listening to your show, and I wanted to know about Dennis Murphy. Was he born that way, or did he get in a bad car wreck? Did he fall?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, what's wrong with him?
What way?
Well,
what the hell are you talking about?
I must be my ears, then.
What?
Well, I was just curious, you know, because the rivalry y'all have going on between him and Carl.
Yes.
I side with Dennis.
Well, what do you mean, though? What do you mean something wrong with Dennis?
Now, you want to know wrong? Carl was dropped on his head when he was a baby. That's what's wrong with Carl Grossman.
Again and again and again.
Over and over.
Okay.
Used as a human bowling ball when he was a baby.
You know, I didn't know if you, like... I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
What? Come on, just say it. What?
Oh, I wanted to know. Does he have is he physically challenged?
No,
what?
Absolutely not.
What in the name of God would possibly give you that impression?
His accent.
That's what he has is a thick French accent.
That's what it is.
Dennis is from France.
He's from France.
You must be hearing something that none of us are hearing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, guys, Don Scooter from Mobile.
Oh, well, Scooter's from France, too.
I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Thanks for mentioning our ratings down here. We appreciate it.
Tom Gavin's from France. Yeah. Everyone that calls. Yeah, I have a question about anybody on the show. They're all French.
France. Kathleen's from France.
That's right.
Scary Kathleen. You know, I got a fax from her today in between all of these faxes about the pregnancy contest.
Really?
Listen, dear Donna Mike, it's me, Scary Kathleen. I'm doing okay, but I still need a date. Can you set me up soon? I know you're in the middle of your whole pregnancy thing. Good luck with your cult. Tell Dennis to email me back.
Hey.
No, I am not interested in him, but I am glad his rash is getting better. Anyway, call me. Have a great show. Your friend, Scary Kathleen.
Kathleen, we haven't paid attention to Kathleen in a while.
Very scary. Mistress Kathleen. Hey, Scooter, gotta go, pal.
Hey, man, hey, keep up the good work.
All right, Scooter.
Bye, Scooter.
Scooter from Mobile.
No, he's from Paris.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mobile, Paris. That's Mobile, France. Hello. Hello. All right. I'm only going to take one more call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys have seen the movie Jerky Boys.
No.
I just saw it this weekend. It's great.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in theaters. What theater did you see it at?
I didn't. It's home video.
Oh, home video.
Gotcha. All right.
It was only in theaters about a week.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
It's great.
Thank you. Good call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Next time, call Tom Likas. Do us all a favor, call Tom Likas.
Oh, I hate it when those people call from France.
We're going to meet another one of our couples now in the Hump for Cash.
All right.
Something we started a couple of days ago. We're asking people who are thinking about having a baby to let us get involved. And it's a contest.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your doctor. You get the proper paperwork to prove that you're not pregnant.
Right.
You call us. You fax us. And then when we call you back, you're instantly registered. And it's time to fornicate.
First registered couple to verify that they have become pregnant, win.
$1,000. And then we have prizes for all of the other couples. We're going to involve the first 20 couples. Oh, this music's beautiful. This is what they play at all of the birthing centers over in France. And all the bassinets. This is what the little babies are hearing over in France.
That's right. This is what those cleaning people hear in their heads when they're cleaning the floors.
I can't.
No wonder they couldn't hear.
So, you understand the setup here, that we're asking for 20 couples from around America to join us. And once we get past the first couple to be pregnant, the second couple, the third couple, then 9 months
right.
with each of these 20 couples following them through all of the various changes that the mom and the dad goes through.
Sure.
Right up until the little babies are born.
Absolutely.
And it's at that point that we take them.
and they will be Don and Mike babies. Now, Don and Mike, and you know, I was thinking about this contest. Conceivably, once we register our 20 couples,
yes,
this could be years and years and years of couples trying to get pregnant.
Here's couple number three. Couple number three, and they are from Kansas. Dear Don and Mike, I'm Joe and she's Debbie. We want in your contest. The thought of vomit, stretch marks, hemorrhoids, and Don and Mike. Ah, that's a winning combination.
Sounds like an experienced person.
I hope we can all share the greatest of experiences together. Your fans in Wichita, Joe and Debbie. And along with is a copy of a receipt from the Women's Clinic of Gynecology in Wichita, dated today, 8-1. The above patient is not pregnant.
Bingo. There's another doctor's note. And now we're going to get up close and personal and meet our lovely couple. And here are the guys.
I think for those of you who are thinking about joining and wondering if it's too late, I think we've only received 12 entries thus far that we have verified.
Hello, this is Joe.
Hello. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Joe, it's Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing real good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Got your entry here.
All right.
You're in, Joe. Joe?
Yes.
Joe, can you turn down a radio, please?
Yeah, sure can.
Turn it down. There you go. There's the sound of a loving husband and soon-to-be father.
Joe, I...
Turn it down!
I'm guessing this is not the first time you've been a father?
No, we have a little boy.
Uh-huh.
That's why you would have the thought of vomit, stretch marks, hemorrhoids, all that. You've been through it before?
Oh, we experienced it all.
Gotcha. How long have you and your wife, Debbie, been married?
We have been married since 92.
Is that the wee one I hear in the background?
She has a daycare, so we have a couple running around here.
I got you.
Oh, that's great. And are you looking forward to having another rugrat?
Oh, yeah. We've been trying for a couple of months, and not very successful, but we want another one.
And what is it about the contest that got you and Debbie... We're just laughing at this music. What is it about the contest that originally attracted you and Debbie?
Well, I was listening to your show, and I thought, what a better opportunity than to have you guys involved with our pregnancy.
Hey, nani, nani, nani.
The Stevens are having a baby.
And the worst thing is, it's alive!
Yeah, sorry, we were just grooving on that music there, Joe.
Well, listen, Joe, you're in. You and your wife are in. And now that you've officially been registered and we've seen the paperwork, we urge you to go home tonight and do what you do best.
All right, we will.
And when and if you hit the jackpot, call us, fax us, let us know. And you're now with us for the next 9 months. Congratulations, Joe.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks very much for listening. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You want to do one more?
All right. Tonight it'll be Joe versus the volcano.
Let's do one more. Entry number four. Dear Don and Mike, well, guys, here it is. Our attempt at being part of the first nationwide F-off.
Mm-hmm.
Our wedding is August 18th. And my wife-to-be was trying to make sure that our wedding night would be special. So as you may have guessed, she has been withholding sex from me since February.
Are they not married yet?
No, I guess not. It says our wedding is August 18th. But, hey, here's a chance to finally join one of Don and Mike's silly reindeer games, and now she's willing to do it twice a day, every day, as much as possible until we are successful.
Well, you know, even if they were to get pregnant now, when they would be married when the child was born.
Guys, please let us into your special Breeders' Cup. If nothing else, do it for my sake. I might sound selfish, but I'd do it for you. I'll make sure our child has your special haircut. Well, the haircut we discussed yesterday on
that's
the show.
Right. That's right. Just a tuft of hair in the front of the skull.
Don and Mike, we know we'll have more fun and more thrills with babies for hire. And this is from Anthony and Beth from Sacramento.
That's great. Let's find out how old Anthony and Beth are. Anthony's 15. Beth is 16.
Hello?
Boy, oh boy. Mike O'Mara. Hello.
Okay.
Gotcha. I know, just played a game with you.
All right.
I gotcha.
Good.
I gotcha.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Play a game right with you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, Anthony?
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Come on. Come
okay.
on. Come
okay.
on. I know. Come
That's
on.
Fine.
Come on. Hello, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony, how old are you?
28.
This is Anthony, Anthony from Sacramento, right?
Right.
The Anthony that's going to be getting married on August the 18th?
That's right.
Now, if I've read the facts correctly, you haven't had sex with her yet?
Well, no, we've had sex, but not since February.
Not since you decided to get married?
Right.
Okay. And now that you're going to be in the contest, you're going to be able to have sex again?
As soon as we get off the phone.
As soon as you get off the phone.
Yeah. Now, how old are you?
28.
You're 28. Okay, so you're legal.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And how old is your bride to be?
She's 26.
And you're really going to get married?
The 18th of August, yeah. Matter of fact, my family is in Washington, so part of them are coming out here for this.
Well, now, did you, wait, what is this it says? You guys had to go to a welfare department to get the pregnancy test done?
No, we went to Planned Parenthood because we couldn't get in with a regular doctor.
Oh, all right.
So
I got a little worried.
Anybody, you can go in there anytime.
Return to Sacramento County Welfare Department. We don't want to bring another welfare baby in the world, do we?
It's not a welfare baby.
is that where you went to get your medical attention?
No.
Planned Parenthood.
Had the pregnancy test done.
Yeah. Hmm. Ah.
All right. Excellent. Welfare regulations require that medical verification of pregnancy be established in order that the proper amount of assistance may be granted. This form is not used to establish medical verification of employability.
Well,
that's not. You got to go to a real doctor.
That is a real doctor. There's an MD signature on there.
Well, now, yes, there is an MD signature, and it does say pregnant by urine test.
Right.
No. And okay. It says time of test.
Right.
9 a.m. Sacramento County Welfare Department, Sacramento 95803. Yeah, I think you're in. The only rule that you're breaking is that you guys are not married yet.
But by the time the baby's here, we'll be married.
Yeah, I said that earlier, and that would actually fall into the category.
Well, then you're in.
Right on.
Then you and your lovely bride, Beth, you're in the contest. You're couple number four.
Cool.
And we urge you to go and do what you do best.
We're going
to
go do that now since you gave us the go-ahead.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
All righty, then.
Enjoy yourself. Knock the bottom out, my good man.
You got it, man.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
All right, Don.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
There he goes, 28 years young.
Bye-bye.
That'll be the first welfare baby born to the program. Oh,
hey, doesn't matter. We want to get a variety of children.
Sure we do. Now we're going to break here. You can still enter this silly reindeer game by going to the doctor and getting your pregnancy test. And as long as you are not pregnant, you're in.
That's right.
Here's our toll-free fax number. It's 1-800-636-6410. It's the Hump Off for Cash. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
626. Here's the beauty of Sherry Liquor. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Liquor, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
They're sick. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we'll have another chance for you to jump into the big ice tub in a couple of seconds. Yes, we do have some crazy things going on the show right now. We have the hump for cash, all the couples trying to get pregnant.
All sorts of kooky, crazy poses.
Totally unrelated to that. Next Tuesday, we will be filling an above-ground swimming pool 12 feet high and 4 feet deep. 12 feet wide.
12 feet wide.
Wide and 4 feet deep.
Right.
We'll be filling it with ice cubes, with 5,000 pounds of ice cubes, after we put 1,000 golf balls on the floor, or however many golf balls it takes to cover a 12-foot area.
Yeah, we're going to have golf balls down there, and each of the golf balls is going to have a number on it, and you're going to find out if you're the winner, and you win the trip to the Bahamas.
Right, and we've worked out, incidentally, Ken Stevens, very proud of his title, is the cheapest man in broadcasting.
Absolutely.
We went to Canada, we said, listen, we got 100 people who are going to be lining up to jump into the tub of ice to pick out the golf balls to win the trip to the Bahamas. One person gets the trip to the Bahamas. We need 99 other gifts for the other people. You know what he's come up with?
What did he say?
A bagel. A bagel.
The generosity of that man never fails to amaze me.
Beautiful.
No, I take it back. It was coffee and maybe a bagel.
Coffee and a bagel.
Yeah, from Ken Stevens because,
wow,
darn it, He cares. He's good looking enough. He's smart enough. And people like him.
He couldn't even come up with a plastic comb.
No, huh? Ken Stevens. By the way, next Tuesday, that's when we're going to be lining up 100 people to jump into the ice tub one at a time. And you'll have another chance in a couple of seconds with the toe-tapping touchtones and Nuz Nirnag with the news.
All right.
Time now for the triumphant return of Phonho Theater.
This is where your fingers fly across the magic console.
Yes, we will be calling phone sex girls and conversing with them via our tapes.
This is magical.
Such as this one.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a good one. That always gets a response.
Here's another one of our hello tapes.
Hello.
Here's another one of the hello tapes.
Hi, this is Surf.
Something that we haven't used before from the Little Rascals.
Honey, give me the biggest kiss you got.
The biggest kiss you got.
Sure.
We have tapes from The Simpsons.
Chill out.
Oh, hold on. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's The Simpsons.
What a load of crappy crap crap.
There's some new ones in there that are going to work real well.
And we turn our microphones off after we tell the gal that she's on the air, and then nothing goes but the tapes.
This is the feature where you break a bit of a sweat.
Absolutely, because I'm running to grab the tapes and put them in the machines. All right, let's see now. Which do you like, Mike?
Yep.
Talk to horny girls one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Discreet sex service. Call as much as you want.
Yeah.
Black magic. Beautiful black women put a spell on you.
Yeah.
Live, 24 hours, always wet, always wild. Hot, wet, and wanting. Interactive sex. Live, one-on-one.
I want to talk to the horny girls, the first one you mentioned there.
Live, talk to horny girls one-on-one?
Yeah, let our tapes talk to horny girls.
All right.
With more fun and more thrills.
All right, let me get all the tapes set up here. Ernest Borgnine saying hi.
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 Harry. Forrest Gump saying shrimping is tough.
Shrimping is tough.
They're all there.
Tame, true ecstasy. Hot live girls who want to talk wild to you now. It's only $1.98 per minute.
I got my nail tapes ready, too.
After the tone. Unless you hang up now, you must be over 18. This service is provided by Prime Communications.
You got the fart sound effects?
Girls are always available to talk one-on-one with you. We've selected the best girls for your pleasure.
Right.
We hope you'll have a great time.
We will.
Kick back and relax.
We'll have more fun than anybody on this line. Breathe. Well, maybe not some of those girls.
To go one-on-one and listen to the selection of girls you can choose from, press 1.
Mm.
To be connected to any available girl.
That's the desperation.
Now at any time during the menu,
right.
Press 0.
0.
Please. You are now being connected to one of our
The desperate button.
We've called enough times that we know 0 is for any girl. Any girl. All right.
Waiting to be connected now.
Just lining my tapes up here.
Getting ready. This is like preparing a sortie off an aircraft carrier.
I got Raymond Burr saying, what makes you think Godzilla is dead? Got Ren and Stimpy saying,
hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, we got a brain dead one.
Hello.
She's hearing these tapes.
Hello.
She's not going to say anything?
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello.
There you go.
Hi, this is Surf.
Who?
Hi.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Huh?
Hi.
Who's that?
Hi, this is Surf.
It begins.
Who?
Some sign of life.
This is Surf.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? Well, hi.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Well, say something else. I'll react here.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah.
Wait for her to say something.
What about it?
What about it? Well,
something came out of my butt.
Hello.
Oh, come on, talk.
Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Come on now, respond. Come on. Come on, come on. I got some more ready. Come on.
Hello.
Say hello. Come on, just say hello.
Oh, she has no sign of life.
I got to call another line. I give her one more chance. I give her one more hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car, right? Chicks love the car.
Oh, well.
We want Bush. We want Bush. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush now.
Oh, she's brain dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hello. Come on.
Hello.
This is a lazy phone hoe.
Yeah. She doesn't have any get up and go, does
no,
she?
No, doesn't have any vim, any verve.
All right. Well, I'm just going to end. I'll be very angry and I'll hang up on her here. Here we go. I just hung up on it.
Good.
Call another one now.
All right, call another one. We got it. It's nowhere to go but up after this. Yeah, I mean, really, normally those tapes generate a lot
now
more communication.
Now that you have surrendered complete control of your manhood to me, I am
my
wildest dreams come true.
Okay, baby.
This power I now have over you will only continue if you are 18 years or older.
I am.
And you are willing to pay for my provocative services.
I am.
Sponsored by LiveWire.
I mean, Ken's willing to pay.
Ken has paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
If you are under 18.
As a matter of fact, since Ken's paying, bill us twice.
Yeah, double up.
I am very pretty and sexy and just a little bit horny and ready to talk to you.
Oh, my.
So you can make your selection at any time.
All right. Let me hear.
Please choose one of the following services currently available to you at this time.
Right.
You can press the number 2 on your telephone in order to talk to both my burning hot sister and me at the same time.
Burning hot sister.
For only $5.99 per minute. Or if you are more laid back, you can press the number 1 on your telephone in order to talk to just me.
All right.
To connect directly with a hot girl, press 1.
There you go. We have the technique to get right.
We have the technology.
We do have the technology.
Now, sexy.
Yes.
If you want the hottest phone service available,
I do.
You got to tell me your first name and the state you're calling from at the tone.
All right. Okay.
Hi, this is Surf, Virginia.
Thank you, sexy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sexy.
You'll
be billed just $4.99 per minute for that selection.
It's a little pricier than the other one.
Please hold on while we connect you. At any time, you can press the star key on your touchtone phone to be connected to a different playmate.
We have to remember that star key.
3 seconds after the tone.
Star key. Okay, here we go. I got my nanny tapes. I got the big scene from Dumb and Dumber, the big fart scene.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I got a lot of Third Rock tapes.
You know, if you combine that scene from the nanny with the scene from Dumb and Dumber, I think you got magic.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Donna Mike Show, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Surf.
Huh?
Hi, this is Surf.
Surf?
Yes.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello. Hi, Surf. How you doing?
I'm not!
Hello?
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello, this is Tina.
Yeah.
How can I help?
You must feel like crap.
Hello?
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 You jive turkey.
This is the... Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
How old are you, baby?
You got to sass it.
Hello?
So, toss my salad.
Hello?
Okay, hello.
Hello?
Let's go and get one of her phone home friends.
Yeah, this is when they cause all the trouble.
Oh, hello.
Honey, give me the biggest kiss you got.
Hello?
And that's all I have to say about that.
Now the fun.
Now they're laughing.
The tomfoolery.
Yes.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello?
How many times do I have to say that?
Hello?
Hello?
You know, there's a little dick in all of us.
You're such a bad boy, aren't you?
Oh, am I a bad boy? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on, ladies.
Well, baby, I'm going to have to hang up, okay?
Oh, no.
You must feel like crap.
Hit it, Mike.
Thanks for the audible.
There you
go. We're not going to lose another one. Hit the star key. Hit the star key. Hit the star key before it's too late. Star key, damn it.
You press 3. To choose from our transvestite transsexual fantasy menu, press 4.
All right. Something new.
Any new music.
Yeah. Da 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 da. All I'm getting is the music now.
Boo!
Oh. Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Surf.
Surf?
Hi, this is Surf.
Hi, Surf.
The big giant head is very unhappy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.